Australia's Treasurer has urged investors not to panic today as the China-US trade war continues to buffet the world economy. And this morning, the Australian share market has taken heed and staged a small recovery after yesterday wiping tens of billions of dollars off local stocks. But investors remain wary as trade tensions between the US and China continue to escalate, with signs of a currency war between the world's two economic superpowers. The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan has been monitoring developments and joins us now. Pete, are you seeing any signs of real confidence given the nerves on global markets?
Well, Eleanor, both the All Ordinaries Index and the ASX 200 have been struggling this morning despite a 1.2% bounce off Wall Street earlier today, dipping back and forth out of the red, up around a tenth of 1% in late morning trade. Investors are pretty nervous about US-China tensions. The big miner BHP is lower after a big European investment fund downgraded it because of trade war fallout. And local events are weighing. The Commonwealth Bank is down as much as 2.8% after its full-year profit result disappointed analysts, and we'll be hearing from the CBA's chief executive, Matt Comyn, shortly. So to sum it up, a lot of treading water for nervous investors, with money going into the traditional safe haven of gold, which is up 1%, which has gold miners like Newcrest, one of the few positive spots.
And Peter, there could be some other opportunities opening up for Australian business, with China now limiting its imports from the US even more severely. Any signs of that yet?
Yes, well, probably good news for Australians' agriculture sector. And the Australian dollar is holding up at 67.7 US cents, and that's really helping exporters in line with the Reserve Bank's strategy. And that dollar might go even lower with another rate cut expected, given concerns about a possible retail recession and, of course, construction.
Well, our reporter Rachel Mealy has been looking in more detail at where Australian businesses and farmers might be able to take advantage of this trade war. Here she is.
Jan was out for a walk at Brisbane's South Bank this morning as the share market opened for the day's trading. She's 67 and has a portion of her superannuation in stocks. She tries not to get nervous about day-to-day volatility.
Sometimes, not all the time, because I know people are going to just sell off quickly, but I'm hoping the following days they'll get some sense back and rebuy.
So. Do you watch it closely or do you try and...
No, I don't. My husband does more of that, yeah.
So you put it out of your mind and you've got a quiet confidence that the
long-term it will be okay.
Marcus Padley is a market analyst who writes a daily stock market newsletter called Marcus Today. He says in the short term, people like Jan can hold out hope that Australian businesses will continue to lock in the benefits of a low interest rate environment.
Big utility stocks, real estate investment trusts, infrastructure stocks with large lumps of debt are going to do well out of a low interest rate environment, and that seems to be the expectation now.
He says a protracted trade war would wipe the shine from the stock market in the longer term, but for now, a weak Australian dollar will bring benefit to some sectors of the economy.
Central banks run out of interest rate levers. That's the most obvious one left. The talk is that if there's a recession here, you'll see the RBA targeting 55 cents on the Aussie dollar. That's great for a lot of companies that earn overseas earnings, and there are lots of those, from CSL, Cochlear, ResMed, to resources companies, will do well out of a lower currency.
This morning on AM, the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, was downplaying the effects a trade war would have on the Australian economy.
Well, we shouldn't overreact to these developments, but we should recognise that China's currency moves and the increase in US tariffs are an unwanted escalation. We also need to be realistic that there is greater uncertainty in the global economic outlook.
Richard Heath is the Executive Director of the Australian Farm Institute. He says Australian agriculture has been performing well and the future remains bright.
Australian agriculture has been growing significantly in terms of exports, and the opportunities for those exports are only going to increase as other countries are potentially locked out of marketplaces through those trade wars.
He says the agricultural sector may be able to jump in and supply the goods that China is no longer buying from the US, but the drought has affected our stockpile.
One of those commodities is sorghum, For instance, that China has previously bought a lot of from the US. We are a significant producer of sorghum and exporter of sorghum normally. However, the current drought is hitting hardest where our sorghum producing regions are. So that opportunity, you know, is problematic in terms of having the supply.
That's Richard Heath, the Executive Director of the Australian Farm Institute.